Friends, welcome back to the last chapter, that is chapter number 19 of the Six Sigma initiative, and that is best practices to be adopted to make the Six Sigma initiative most successful. Up till now, we have told you many things such as roadmap and then do's and don'ts, everything we had told. Many times we have made a lot of repetitions in we have told you the same things again and again to make an impact on your mind that we should not fail in this initiative. So, we have told you many things again and again. Now, I will tell you the best practices to be adopted so that you definitely never fail in your implementation of Six Sigma initiative. I will give you 10 guidelines so that you follow these guidelines and definitely become successful. Let us see what are these guidelines. First of all, again and again we have impressed that a leadership is important in Six Sigma initiative. Lead and manage the program. There is a difference in managing and there is difference in leading. We have to lead the program. Lead your team, influence your team, convince the team, persuade the team, create that kind of a culture in the minds of team so that the program is definitely successful. What is this? We'll see. Leadership and management are needed to make Six Sigma work in practice. Earlier I have said that if there are 100 managers, sometimes there is only maximum one leader. We have to improve this ratio. 50 to 60% of our managers must become leaders. Leaders are the people who influence their team for making better things. They create a culture in their mind where Six Sigma, DMAIC and DMADV is imbibed in their mind. Leadership from a senior executive, that is the PELT team member, Project Excellence Leadership Team member, senior executive, leaders who takes on the sponsorship role. He gives them all the training, he gives them all the resources, he gives them all the support. Management through a Project Excellence leader appointed by the senior team to manage the Six Sigma deployment across the organization. This is not only one leader, it's a leadership team. If you are a sponsor, senior executive, here is a quick reference list of what you will need to do. Provide drive and direction to the whole organization. Provide drive and direction. How to go about it? Articulate why this approach is so important. He is creating the culture in the organization. He impresses upon the minds of the people that this Six Sigma approach is so important as far as our organization's bottom line and top line is concerned. He provides the budget. He provides the resources for the team as needed. When he is there, the team will never face the shortage of resources, shortage of money. He is always behind there. Regularly review progresses. He regularly calls review meetings and finds out whether the team has any problem, whether the progress is online or not. If the actions are not getting completed in time, he finds out what are the roadblocks there. He spreads the message. He recognizes success. He celebrates the success. He rewards the people and he acts as a role model. He is an exemplary person. He creates his example to the team. For example, regularly reviewing the progress. If it is necessary, he will regularly do it so that he creates an example to the black belts so that they also regularly review their progress. He is a role model for the team. Ensure you are not easily diverted off track. This is what the sponsor or senior executive or project excellence leadership team member does. He is the person very, very important because he is the person who creates that culture in the organization. The Six Sigma project excellence leaders' main tasks are designing the overall program, planning the initial rollout, engaging the stakeholder support, setting the framework and structure, organizing training and support, reporting on progress, dealing with internal communications, sharing internal best practice. Here, I have said that sponsor, champion, and PELT member, they are the senior people. The Six Sigma Project Excellence Leader's main tasks. Then, he says, appreciate that less is more. What is less is more? That is simplicity. Keep the things very simple. Don't exaggerate, don't make it difficult to understand. Keeping things simple, matching to changing customer expectations and requirements. Customer requirements will be continuously undergoing a change. You must understand the changing needs of the customer and your strategies and your policies and your designs must change as per what customer wants. Eliminate non-value adding steps. In our process, we do so many things which are not value adding, non-value adding, for which customer is not ready to pay. We do many unwanted things. In service, we have seen that 90% of the work what we do is non-adding work which customer doesn't want. One observation is that we do only 10% things in the service which are benefiting to the customer. Remaining 90% of the things what we do are not required by the customer also. So, even if we give complete service to the customer as per what we perceive, customer is never happy with that. We must go through the service process and map the service process and do 100% things only required by the customer, only for which value is to the customer. Simplified, faster process. The process cycle time must be as low as possible. All the steps what we do in the process must be value-adding process and the cycle time should be as low as possible. Use of simplified deployment flowcharts. Map the process across the entire organization. Relentless simplification. The process should not be only in one department. The process should be studied across the organization. The macro process, M-A-C-R-O, macro process should be seen and all small micro processes which lead to that big process should be studied. Relentless simplification because we tend to do sometimes very difficult things. We must keep the things simple. Built in prevention. They say prevention is better than cure. Everywhere in our organization, prevention should be the key word. Prevention of defect, prevention of accident, prevention of variability in the process. Then only, ultimately, we achieve the Six Sigma process everywhere. Prevention is better than cure. Prevent the failure in the first place. For example, Pokayoke, we have discussed. Fail-safe processes we have discussed. We must prevent the failure. We must prevent the defect, prevent the error, prevent the accident, and so on. Handling customer complaints, carrying out expensive rework, paying for additional warranty, shipping are non-value-added costs. We must avoid these non-value-added costs because that affects our profitability. You will lose your customer who will go to your competitor who is practicing the Six Sigma. Last customer will spread word about your poor quality. Never ever lose the customer. Because once we lose the customer, he will spread bad word about you. See that all your customers are loyal to you. Give them such a service, such a wonderful product. They love it. If their needs change, give them what they need on that particular day. Take care of the customer. Nurture the customer. Because if we lose your customer, nothing like that, a very, very big loss. Losing the customer is a very big loss. Never ever lose your customer. Preventive techniques such as Pokayoke, FMEA have to be practiced. Pokayoke also has to be practiced. Challenge your processes. Understanding how the work gets done and then improving processes is at the heart of Six Sigma. We have seen the process improvement, reducing the variability in the process, all that is very important. Go to the Gemba. Now, here I will tell you something. We normally have the habit to sit in our air-conditioned cabin and work. No, we have to have the habit of going to Gemba. What is Gemba? Gemba is the workplace. Gemba is the shop floor. Gemba is the worker where he works on the workplace. Go to him. Speak to him. Look at the workplace. Go around the workplace. See what is the condition of the workplace. Is the housekeeping okay? What are the problems faced by the worker there? Find out whether the maintenance of the machine is okay. Where there are guards on the machine. All these things you should do. Find out what setters feel. Find out what supervisors feel. Find out what workers feel. Find out what the process owners feel. Go to the Gemba. In my whole of the career, I was in production shop many years. But I have never spent even 1 minute in my air-conditioned cabin. I was always on the Gemba. If you have to do continuous improvement, you have to habit to go to Gemba. Gemba is the workplace. It means to go to the workplace where the work gets done. Go to the root of the problem and involve the people who do the work. Speak to the workers. They have lot of problems. Nobody looks for their problems. You are the person who do that. Improve their processes. Help them to improve the processes. Manage your processes. A clear customer focus objective reflecting the CTQs. Whatever you do, look whether CTQs are benefited or not. Customer is benefited or not. CTQs. CTQs for the customer. Voice of the customer. Voice of the process. Voice of the organization. An agreed process map. An agreed data collection plan. With an appropriate balance of X and Y measures. Y is function of X. So control X so that you get outcome as desired. Why? An ongoing control plan. I have showed you the control plan. Do the control plan, then follow the control plan. A standardized process with appropriate documentation in place. A process should be written down step by step. We call it as operation layout. For that, for following that process, there should be standard operating procedures written down and training is given to the workers for that. A visual management system with SPC charts. There should be so many SPC charts where we monitor the outputs and control plans where we monitor the inputs. Pick the right tools for the job. We have seen many tools in the various chapters. The tools to be used are explained. Make a proper use of the right tools. Keep a storyboard of a Six Sigma project to communicate the project to the wider organization. Let the wider organization know what progress you have done, how much you are through with the project, what is the achievement till then, till now, like that. You speak to the organization, communicate the heart of the Six Sigma methodology, a complete storyboard, create a complete storyboard. understand the role of a champion. Take all the help from him without any hesitation. Don't avoid. Champion is a senior man. Don't avoid to go to him. Take his help. Take resources from him. If you have any problem, if you feel unsafe, go to him. Take his guidance. He will help you. Use strategy to drive Six Sigma. Implementing the Six Sigma program is pointless if it is not aligned with the direction being taken at a strategic level by the business. Six Sigma is about making change happen, and strategy is about deciding which direction, what is to be done, which direction we should go, so that they need to work in tandem. Pitfalls to be avoided. Here, very, very important thing I will tell you. While implementing the Six Sigma, lot of pitfalls. And these pitfalls, if we don't avoid, we are really in a mess. And so, please see these particular points what I am going to tell. Which pitfalls we must avoid so that definitely we become successful in Six Sigma initiative. Jumping to the conclusion. Sometimes we say, okay, we have 25 years experience. So this must be the problem. This must be the solution. Like that. We say, okay, that man must be making mistakes. Suddenly we say, oh, that machine is very bad. They will say, this method itself is not okay. Like that, they will jump to the conclusion. Without going from DMAIC, people will suddenly conclude that problem is man or problem is material, like that. Jumping to the conclusion is a big pitfall. We must avoid this jumping to the conclusion. We must follow that cycle of DMAIC so that we get the right answer to the problem. Getting complacent. Yes, we are having a habit, we become complacent. We get satisfied, oh, we have achieved so much. And then we stop our efforts. We stop our thinking. We are so happy with whatever our small achievement. We are so happy. This being complacent is a big pitfall. We should not stop our efforts. We should continue. We should not give up our efforts. We should continue our attempts, because Six Sigma doesn't call for stopping at a point. We must be continuous. We must be always working, and we never stop there. Thinking we are already doing it. We are already doing it. What Six Sigma you are talking? We are already doing better than that. That is the idea. That is completely wrong. If we say we are already doing it, that means you are neglecting the whole process. And we are becoming complacent. We feel that we are already perfect. We don't need any training. We don't have to do anything more than what we have been doing for the last 25 years. And that is completely wrong thinking. This is a big pitfall to think like that. Overtraining, while covering the hard stuff such as statistical techniques, DMA methodology, array of tools and techniques, we should not ignore the people issues. We do so many charts, so many things we do, but we forget that most important thing in the whole process, that is the people. We neglect people. We insult people. We become angry with the people. We scold the people. Completely wrong. We must take care of people, because without people, the whole thing will not work. Some people in your organization don't share vision. They say, there are some people in the team. Why? Why some? Many times there are 30-40% people who are very negative minded. And I discuss in the change management that the real leader will convert these negative people into positive people. Some people still don't improve. They will say, this is just a common sense. What are you talking? Six Sigma is just a common sense. We have been doing so many things earlier. Same thing. You say, It's a old wine in new bottle. What new you are doing? We are already doing it. Some people will say, our place is different. This must be working in Germany. This must be working in Japan. In India, this doesn't work. We are different. Our process is different. Our people are different. Our culture is different. Very, very negative people are there. They will say, it costs too much. Oh, so much money. So much investment we have to do. And what we will get? We will not get anything. Like that. Then some people will say, we are all too busy to do that. Where is the time? We are already full of work. We are already working for 16 hours a day. Where is the time for Six Sigma? Like that they will say. We have to convert these negative people into positive people. Why change? This is still okay. Why Six Sigma? Are we not already okay? Are we not doing business for last 25 years? Are we not having customers? Like that people will say. We are not ready for this yet. Yes, we have to implement Six Sigma, but we are not yet ready. We can do it maybe after 2 years. Not now. Now we are too busy. We are having so many problems. We have already done it this way. Last 25 years we are working here. We have done this way. What new thing you are talking? Such people are there. I have experienced many people are there who resist Six Sigma. They will say, all this is not required for our organization. Our organization is different. Friends, I want to tell you, nothing is different. Every process can be improved. Every thing what we do is a process, and every process can be improved. Please note this. There is nothing different in this world. If we have such people, deal with these people properly, strictly, if necessary, remove them from your team. Improve them. Either they should improve or they are not there. Because they will spoil the whole atmosphere. Such people will be there. We have to deal with them very, very strictly. Six Sigma is not voluntary. It is mandatory. If somebody will say, okay, maybe, if I get time, I will do it. No, it is part of the job. Six Sigma is part of the job, not only for juniors, not only for middle management, but for the top level people. It is a part of the daily job. Understand this. This is the different thing in Six Sigma than earlier all quality management projects. Earlier quality management was not the part of the job, it was voluntary. Six Sigma is mandatory part of the job. Everyone must contribute to the success of the projects. Don't run too many projects at a time. Don't undertake too large a project. Don't have a goal that is not measurable. Every goal must be measurable. The measurement system must be capable, and on all that we have discussed. But do not take too many projects that you will not be able to handle. You need help. Where to go for help? Yes, you can take help of your colleagues. A well-managed Six Sigma program relies on teamwork and support being available for everyone involved. Support can be offered through a spectrum of different colored belts. For example, green belts, who in turn will get support from Master Black. Then, your champion. Don't forget, the champion is there. You have to take his help. Every project deserves a good sponsor or champion. When things get tough, as many projects get problems from time to time, the project champion is a good source of help. Never avoid him. Go to him for help. He will help you. He will give you all the resources. Then other organizations. Go to other organizations who have implemented Six Sigma. Do some improvement by looking at what best they have done, what best practices they are following. Do the benchmarking with them. Visiting other organizations who are deploying Six Sigma and learning from experiences is well worthwhile. I call this as benchmarking. The internet. Yes, go to internet. Lot of information is available. So many websites, www.isixsigma.com and www.asq.org. Networks and associations, quality associations such as American Society for Quality, ASQ, European Foundation for Quality Management, EFQM, British Quality Foundation, BQF, provide opportunities to share good and not so good practice through meetings. Visits to businesses, conferences, workshops, online resources, do all this. Take the help. Lot of help is available. In India, one can visit the following websites for such opportunities. Students.benchmark6sigma.com, benchmark6sigma.com. Conferences. You can attend conferences. Don't avoid. Lot of information comes from conferences. Six Sigma conferences are a regular feature of the conference calendar. Conference organizers hold Six Sigma summits every year at different locations. Take inputs from them. Look what others have done. Look how they are going. Take clues from them. Do benchmarking. Learn from them. Books. You can find a wealth of books on various aspects such as Practitioner's Guide to Statistics and Lean Six Sigma. Learn statistics. Learn Lean Sigma. Read about that. Implementing Six Sigma by Forrest Briefogel, The Toyota Way, 14 Management Principles from the World's Greatest Manufacturer by Jeffrey Liker. Periodicals. Several journals are devoted. International Journal of Six Sigma, Competitive Advantage, Quality World, I Six Sigma Magazine. Software. Lot of softwares are available like Visio, iGraphics, FlowMap. Training and consultancy companies are there. Take their help. We have to spend money, but get inputs. A wide range of specialist training and consultancy companies provide services for clients in the Six Sigma arena. When you choose a supplier, try to use the quality acceptance equation. You want your trainer to have excellent technical skills, but also consider how well they work with your organization. Ask, will your organization's culture accept the trainer? Sometimes the trainer will come, but organization people do not accept him. Then he is a failure. Ask the question, will the trainer instill confidence and provide all the services you require? Then I will give you finally a checklist. A final checklist. I have given so many checklists, but one final checklist I will give you. And then, is the project focused on customer requirement? Is the project focused on organizational requirement? Is the project focused on process improvement? Is the project focused on reducing the defects per million opportunities? Ask this important question. If you don't get answer to this important question, then think about that project. Is the defect and defect opportunity clearly defined? Is the defect definition proper? Is the measurement system proper? By eliminating process defect, what key business measures will improve? If I remove the defect, what will be the benefit? How much money I will save? Have you selected right members? Are the members committed? Are the members positive minded? There should not be any negative minded people. All people should be motivated. Have you selected right members? Ask this question very, very, very clearly. If you get the answer that some of the members are not good enough, remove them. Can the members give the required time? Some people will say, we are so much overloaded, already working for 16 hours a day. Where is the time for us? Look into their daily workload. Black belts should be able to give full-time work. Green belts should be able to give their 25% of the time. If they are overloaded, then redistribute their responsibilities. Make an organizational change in the process. And then allocate them such a work that they will be able to spend enough time. Enough means 100% for black belts, 25% for green belts and so on. If this kind of time is not devoted, the whole thing will fail. Right members, right amount of time devoted by them is very important thing. Are the milestones realistic? What are the barriers to achieve them? Are you ready to own the responsibility? Can you get the cost benefit? Are the CTQs actionable? Smart, actionable. I should be able to take action on that. I should have authority to take action on that CTQ. If CTQ is not actionable, then what you will do? Think whether CTQs are actionable. Ask these questions to yourself. All hard work we have done till now. So many things we have done. Roadmaps we have done. Do's and don'ts we have done. At the last point, ask these questions and then proceed. Thank you.